A Table of Fables.
From the constellations to the oceans, all the nations, all our notions, it makes a story, a million stories. Can you hear the stories? Can you see the stories?
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Table of Fables podcast. I am James Funny Hat. This is Season 2. Episode 8, and today I have a hat that is not funny. It's fuzzy. It is so fuzzy. Listen to how fuzzy it is. The blue furry part is fuzzy. The leopard skin part is fuzzy. The orange part is fuzzy. The fluorescent green part is fuzzy. The pictures of the fire trucks are fuzzy. The pictures of the fish are fuzzy. Every part of it is fuzzy. So it's not funny, it's fuzzy. And if anyone laughs, I'm going to say, excuse me, why are you laughing? This hat is not funny, it's fuzzy. And then they'll understand and stop laughing, don't you think? Unless, of course, something can be funny and fuzzy at the same time. I'll think about that. Anyways, we have a question today, and it's from a girl who lives in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, whose name is Hannah. And she asks, and by the way, you can ask any question that you would like to by email. Ask your mom and dad, and they'll show you how. Anyways, Hannah says, "Hi, Mr. James Funny Hat. I liked the story about the princess who made loud farts. I have a question about the rules of the podcast. Are we allowed to fart when we are listening?" From Hannah. Well, thank you very much for your question, Hannah. That would be Season 1, Episode 12, The Story of Princess Flatulina. So, let me think about your question. Can you do a toot while listening to a Table of Fables podcast? Let's look at the rules. Here they are. Rule number one, you have to sit quietly. Rule number two, you may not sit on the table. Rule number three, you may not sit on the trunk of the car. Rule number four, you can't sit on the roof of the car when it's raining or not raining. Let me see, I'm just reading through. Rule number nine, no sitting on the very tip of a baseball bat as it balances on top of a moving unicycle. 10, no listening while eating hot jalapeno peppers. 12, no eating crayons. Rule 14, no listening while walking on banana peels. Rule 16, no sending startling messages that will distract James Funny Hat from recording this podcast. Okay, I read through them all, Hannah, and I do not see anything about doing a toot while you're listening to the podcast. So, yes, you can. Boys and girls everywhere, you may toot while listening to the Table of Fables. So, let's get on with this story, which is about a girl who loves cats. And soon you're going to hear the story bell. When you hear it, put your hands up in the air. When you can't hear it anymore, put your hands down, and then the story will begin. Here it comes. There once was a girl who loved one thing more than anything else in the world, and that was cats. She loved cats so much that she thought about them all the time. Whenever she went to the library and got out a book, it would always be about cats. When she got out her crayons or pencils to draw something, she would always draw cats. Even her name had a cat in it, because her name was Kate, and she spelled it C-A-T-E. Kate had 6 shirts. All of them had pictures of cats on them. Pictures of cats walking, sitting, wearing glasses, cats riding bikes, cats reading books. Kate would wear anything, of any color, of any style, as long as there was a cat. She had 3 hoodies, all of them with cats. 4 pants, all of them with cats. She had 3 dresses. And guess what the dresses had on them? Yep, 7 pairs of socks. Guess what the socks had on them? Yep, she had an umbrella. Guess what was pictured on the umbrella? Yep, rain boots. Guess what was on her rain boots? Yep. The 3 posters in her room? Yep. Guess what picture was on her blanket on her bed? Yep. Guess what was on her clock? Yep. Guess what was hanging above the doorbell of her house? Yep. Her mom and dad had a blue car, and guess what was painted on it? No, there wasn't anything painted on it. No cats, not anything. Her parents had to draw the line somewhere. Well, there's one more thing for you to guess in this story, and that is how many cats Kate had. 3? Do you think 6? Do you think 9? Do you think 16? Do you think 94 cats in her house? Wrong, 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 and wrong. She didn't have any cats. Kate had no cats. The girl who loved cats more than anything else had no cats. So one day she went to her dad to ask if she could have one. Her dad used to sit in a big comfy chair and read books. He would hold the books right up to his face, so it kind of looked like his head was a book.
"Daddy, can we have a cat?"
asked Kate. Her dad put down his book for 1 second, just enough so you could see his eyes and his mouth, and he said, "No." So Kate came back the next day, and she asked a little bit nicer. She said,
"Daddy, can we please have a cat?"
Her dad again put down his book for just 1 second, just so you could see his eyes and his mouth, and he said, "No." So she came back the next day and said,
"Dad, can we please, please have a cat?"
"No."
The next day,
"Daddy, can we please, 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 please have a cat?"
"No."
She came back day after day, and it took her longer and longer for her to ask her dad for the cat. 2 weeks later, she was like,
"Daddy, can we please, please, pretty please, please have a cat?"
And her dad said,
"No."
A month later, a month of asking, it took her about a half an hour to ask. She was like,
"Daddy, can I please, 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 pretty please, with sugar on top and sprinkles, please, pretty, pretty, please."
She went on and on and on for a half an hour, and her dad finally put his book right down on the floor, stood up, and said, "Kate, you can't have a cat because you don't know how to look after a cat." Kate said,
"I do, Daddy, I do, I do, I do."
Her dad put his hand on his chin and said, And then he walked away, and he came back a few minutes later carrying a big box. He put the box in front of the big comfy chair that he always sat on to read and said, Kate, when you put in this box everything that we need to look after a cat, then you can have a cat. Kate was so excited. She said, Yay, yay, we're going to have a cat, we're going to have a cat. She was so excited. Her mind was whizzing around with all of the things that she imagined she would do when she had an actual, real cat. The thing that she most wanted to do was have a tea party. So she went upstairs. She got her fanciest teacups. She got a little table. She got two chairs. She got a sugar bowl and a milk bowl and a very pretty frilly tablecloth. And she put them all in the box and she said, Daddy, we're ready for a cat. We have tea party supplies. Her dad put down his book from his face for 1 second and said, Cats don't drink tea, Kate. Kate thought about that for a minute, and she thought, yeah, I guess we don't really need a tea set. But then she thought about all the other things she wanted to do with the cat. She thought, I know what I want to do with my cat. I want to play tennis with my cat in the park. So she went upstairs. She got a tennis racket. She got tennis balls. She got 6 tennis shoes. 2 for her and 4 for the cat. She put them in the box and she said, Daddy, Daddy, we're ready for a cat. We have tennis equipment. Her dad put down his book for 1 second and said, Cats can't play tennis, Kate. She thought about that and thought, yeah, I guess they don't have hands and they can't really wear the shoes. But she had another idea of something that she always thought about that she would love to do with her cat, and that was to play with her dollies. So she got all her dollies together, her big ones, her small ones, her babies, her dolly clothes. She put them all inside the box, and she said, Daddy, we have dollies. We're ready for a cat. Her dad put down his book for 1 second and said, Cats don't play with dollies, Kate. But this time, he stood up and looked into her eyes very carefully. Her dad said, Kate, you need to think about what a real cat needs. Why don't you go next door to our neighbors? They have a cat whose name is Simbo. If you watch Simbo very, very carefully, then you might learn what a real cat needs. So, Kate went next door, and she opened her eyes as wide as she could and watched Simbo very carefully. And she noticed that every so often, Simbo would go over to this bowl that was on the floor and go, guess what the cat was doing? Yes, eating food. Now, Kate was really excited. She took a little bit of Simbo's food. She ran home. She put it in the box in front of her dad. And she said, Daddy, we're ready for a cat. We have food for it to eat. Her dad put down his book for 1 second and said, Yep, cats need to eat. But that's not all they need. So Kate went back and watched Simbo very carefully again with her eyes wide open. She noticed that even more often, the cat would go to another bowl, and this one, she would go, guess what Simbo was doing? Drinking. So, Kate went and got a bottle of water. She went home. She put it in the box in front of her dad. And she said, Daddy, we're ready for a cat now. Food and water. Cats need food and water. Her dad put down his book for 1 second and said, Yep, cats need to drink. That's not all they need. So Kate went back and watched Simba again. And she noticed that every so often, Simba would go downstairs and she would crawl into this little box with this kind of sand in it. And she would scratch around in the sand, and then she would come out and she would have a smile on her face, and there would be a kind of a
stinky smell.
Can you guess what the cat was doing?
Yes, it was going to the bathroom.
And that sand is called kitty litter. So Kate went home and got a little bit of the clean kitty litter and put it in the box and said, "Daddy, we're ready for a cat. We have kitty litter, food, and water."
Her dad put down his book for 1 second and said, "Yep, cats need to go poo, but that's not all they need."
So Kate went back and watched Simba again, and she noticed that sometimes the cat would go over to this kind of little pole that was covered in carpet, and she would scratch and scratch and scratch and stretch on this pole. And she thought, ah, a scratching post to exercise her claws. So she ran home. She put a little bit of carpet in the box and she said, "Daddy, Daddy, we're ready for a cat. Food, water, kitty litter, scratching post." Her dad put down his book for 1 second and said,
"Yep, cats need to exercise their claws, but that's not all they need."
So Kate headed back next door, and she watched and watched, and Simba the cat lay down and slept, and went into a sunbeam and rested, and went on the couch and sat down, and Kate could not think of anything else that they needed for a cat, and she thought, "Oh no, I can't think of anything. We're never going to get a cat." But then, there was a sound. And it was a sound of the door opening. And as soon as that door opened, Simba's ears pricked up. And her eyes opened. And then there was a sound of footsteps coming closer through the house. That sound was Kate's neighbor who looked after the cat. And the whole day, Kate had never seen Simba so excited. Simba got up and stood up and walked over to Kate's neighbor who was walking towards her. And Simba rubbed up against Kate's neighbor's knee with her side. And Kate's neighbor rubbed Simba all over. And Kate said, "That's it." She ran home as fast as she could. She went over to the box that was in front of her dad's comfy chair, and she jumped into the box. Kate's dad put down his book and said,
"Kate, what are you doing in the box?"
Kate said, "Now I know what a cat needs. A cat needs food, water, kitty litter, a scratching post. But most of all, it needs someone to look after it, to take care of it, and love it. And that is going to be me, and that's why I'm in the box." Kate's dad said, "Kate, you're now ready for a cat." And so the next day, Kate got her first real cat. That is the end of this story, and the end of this episode of A Table of Fables. I am James Funny Hat. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to support the show, You can find out how by going to jamesfunnyhat.com and getting in touch, where you can also send any questions that you might have about the podcast or about the story or about anything else. So, have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next time on A Table of Fables.